Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, picking up our thread from last week where we were discussing organic reds, we're now going to continue that theme, but we're going to go strolling down the white wine aisle. So, Alan?
Yeah, that's right, Hugh, and there's a lot to choose from. I picked a dry wine, an off-dry white, and then a sweet white to talk about. They're all organic, and I liked each and every one of them. Let's start with the dry wine, Château Loisannière de la Ramée Muscadet de Sèvres et Main-sur-Lys.
Wow.
That's the longest mouthful I've had to come up with in months.
Say that 10 times fast.
I'm not going to try. 2018, this is only $17. Muscadet is arguably one of the most popular wines in France. If you like bone dry white wine, this is your baby.
It's ubiquitous. It's all over France.
Yeah, it is ubiquitous. And what keeps it from being obnoxious with the tartness of it is the fact that they keep the wine on the spent lees, the yeast, and they stir that up, and it adds a kind of creaminess to the wine. And that creaminess, in turn, allows the fruit flavor to come through. So in this wine, you get good tartness, but a creamy texture, nice, mostly citric and mineral-flavored fruits, absolutely perfect with seafood. And it just doesn't get any better. At $17, I'm not going to say it again. Look it up on the website and look for the wine with a really long name in this episode.
Coward.
I tell you what, I'm smart. Here's one from Oregon that I thought was really charming. It's the brand Gewürztraminer. 2015, it's got a touch of age to it. It's $22. And I thought this was a really good Gewürztraminer with off-dry aromatic flavors and aromas. The aroma itself was varietally correct. It had grass, olive notes, a little bit of lime peel, and a touch of vanilla. And I thought this was a lovely medium-bodied white. The flavors were proportionate to the wine's body, so you get a lot of good balance here. You'll notice a touch of lychee nuts, pink grapefruit, lemon zest, and something like rose water. So it's all fairly dry, but the wine's richness has just, you know, makes it a really, really good match with food. I had it with Chinese food, and I thought it was really, really flavorful. Now, the sweet wine that I had a chance to try is a Moscato d'Asti from Italy, from the Piedmont. Azienda Agricola 499. That's the name of the joint. And this was a really lovely wine. Very charming. It's a sparkly wine with just a little bit of spritz to it. Mildly sweet, and it had a lightness that made it just float on your palate. Let's start with the aroma, which I thought resembled sliced Asian pears and the Juan Canary melon. So it's a very, very interesting aroma to it. These aromas reappear in the flavor, along with touches of ginger and lime. So I think, Hugh, this is a perfect brunch wine. And as we talked about a couple weeks ago, the perfect way to welcome spring. So Azienda Agricola Moscato d'Asti, really nice. We're going to put all of these wines on the website. You can go to the website at wypr.org, look for the Seller Notes tab, and each show that we have, we will list the wines that we talked about and provide links for ordering them right on the website. Couldn't be easier.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.